Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Wonder-working faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed of the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, let's enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in our life. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thanking God for new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. It is you that have kept us this new day. Amen. It is you, oh God, that bestowed upon us new mercies and new grace. For the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, he heard me, amen, and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, amen, hallelujah. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Come on, let's shout glory, hallelujah, to the King of kings, the Lord of lords, amen. For he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finish of our faith, amen. If you believe in God and trust God to do it this day, come on, just open up your mouth and just thank him right now, Lord, that it is done, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will you just shout glory, amen. Will you just, hallelujah, just call upon his name this day, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let's enter in today, amen. Hallelujah, we don't let nothing stop you. Come on, surrender all over to God, amen. For the Bible says he cares, cast all your cares up, all upon him, because he cares, he is able, amen. Nothing is too much, nothing is too small. God is able to divinely intervene and turn it all around for your good. If you would just trust him and give it all over to him this day and say, Lord, I trust you, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your hand to the plow and don't look back, amen. Make your mind up that you're going to follow Jesus and you're not going to turn back. You're not going to go back, for you have been changed. You have been transformed, amen. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus, amen. You're co-heirs to the kingdom. You're a child of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we decree and declare that we are delivered, we are set free, we are healed, we are blessed, we are favored by God. We belong to Jesus. We're washed and cleansed on the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're not going to turn back. Amen. We're going to keep on keeping on in the power of his might. Amen. Because God is able to do all things. He's able to deliver us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you could decree and declare today that you are delivered, you are redeemed by the curse of the law of sin and death. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That it is finished, that you've done. Hallelujah. All that you came to do, that you left nothing undone. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I come lifting up all your children on today that came, oh God, to receive. Amen. Let them receive. Amen. Remove every hindering spirit. Lord, I lift up your daughter, Bernadine, this morning. Amen. I lift up your daughter, Brenda Gale. Hallelujah. Your daughter, Ruth and May. Your daughter, Connie. Amen. Your daughter, Carol. Amen. Your daughter, Liza Jane, that came on today to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to see what you have for them, oh God. So by faith, as they entered in on today, believing in church. Your God, that you have a raven word of God, let it be released on this line, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God, of your mighty word, oh God, hallelujah. Fill us to overflow with our glory, our Shekinah glory, amen. That all will know and see that we belong to you as you that have sent us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving, amen. We thank you, oh God, for all the good things in our life, amen. Hallelujah, you are the creator of all things good. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come humble ourselves with your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In
the mighty name of Jesus Christ of name. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence we are complete and whole. And in your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance and overflowing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Amen. That we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through the storms that come into our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our life and your presence that's in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help on today. Oh Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh Lord, help on today. We decree and declare your goodness on this line, amen, in all areas of our life, amen. That goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, renew us and give us, hallelujah. We give our total allegiance to you. Lord Jesus Christ, Father God and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today and for the rest of our lives, amen, to do your work, amen, to do your will and obey you at all times. We give our life and all that is in it, oh God, as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service, amen. Then first and foremost, all that we are would be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, hallelujah, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to you, to do your good works and to have and be in your total desire, your will, and presence, that we will and that we are and will be transformed into the total likeness in Jesus Christ's holy name. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place in, through, and about our lives. We give our life to you, Lord. For eternity, we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and thanksgiving. Amen. We come to you with humility and in fear and in trembling and seeking the truth. Amen. For you are the truth. You are the way. You are the life. Amen. We come to you in gratitude and love. And through the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our own, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father God, we thank you that your word says that, hallelujah, when we pray that you will hear our prayers. According to Job 22, verse 27 through 28, Heavenly Father, your word says that in every place we go, hallelujah, your name is remembered. Amen. You will come to us and bless us. According to your word in Exodus 20 and 24, and your presence will go with us. Amen. Wherever we go, you will give us rest. According to Exodus 33 and 14, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continually guide us and satisfy desires and scorched places, giving us strength, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, those of us that have come this morning, oh, God. Oh, Lord, trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family, Lord God. Let it be so, oh, God. Lord, we bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, fill us with the fruit of thy spirit, oh, God. Hallelujah. Not lacking one, oh, God. Amen. That we will live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we thank you, amen, that you, hallelujah, that we're standing on the truth of your word, oh God. You said you would give us the keys to the kingdom, and that whatsoever we should bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16 and 18, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our will to the will of God, that we may be constantly aware of your will and purpose for our lives. And then we bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we will not be deceived by the many subtle deceptions of this world and the devil. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind ourselves to the blood of Jesus. We want to be constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ's miracle working power to restore and heal and keep us safe. Amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, and we will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us to think and believe. Amen. We do not want to react on our own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. We want to have kingdom emotion. Amen. We want to think and act as Jesus would have us to act. We bind our feet to the path of righteousness. Amen. That our steps will be steady and true all day long. We bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our life so that we would continue to die daily to our own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the strong man so that we spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. Amen. We take them back right now. Amen. We loose the strong man's influence over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. We loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device you may try to bring into our suffering, influence, and our during this day. Amen. We repent of every wrong desire, attitude, pattern of thinking we have had. Amen. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong ideas, desires, behaviors, habits, according to 1 John 1 and 9. And John 14 and 14, we renounce and reject these things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit we have ever learned. We loose the strongholds over them that would keep us from being complete surrender to the will of God for our lives. We loose all doubt and confusion from ourselves. Amen. We have bound our mind to the mind of Christ. And we loose every wrong thought and evil imagination would keep us from being in sweet unity with you, Lord Jesus. We bind and loose these things right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we are delivered and set free. Hallelujah. We will not turn back. We will not go back. Amen. Oh, Lord, when we fall to God, when we fall down, oh, God, we thank you that we have the resurrection power working on the inside, that we get back up again, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, when he died, he came back. He rose again, amen, on the third day, hallelujah. So we, too, have risen again, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we died with Christ, and we rise again with Christ Jesus, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to destroy all demonic covenants, contract chains, fetters, bondages, proclivities, captivities that are contrary to, opposite, or hindering your will and destiny for our lives and those in our family. We ask you to liberate us, amen, hallelujah, and those in our family and all that we love and concern about, amen, from generational satanic and demonic alliances and legions and soul ties, spirits of inheritance and curses right now, spoken or unspoken curses, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're written, amen. Free us, oh God, those in our family from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, any other channel unknown to us, but known to you, Lord God. We resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or doorkeeper to our soul, and we renounce right now any further conscious or unconscious alliance, association, allegiance, or covenant right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We open us, hallelujah, we open us to divine deliverance, Heavenly Father. We thank you that it is done. Amen, that you would just have your way. Perfect those things concerning us, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 12 and 14. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy all ill-spoken words, all ill wishes, all enchantments, all spells, hexes, curses, all witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plan and purposes for us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy the curses associated with these utterances, and we decree and declare that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not take root, and their violent verbal dealings are returned to them double-fold, amen, according to Isaiah 54 and 17, hallelujah, and we just want to say thank you, by faith we receive it, hallelujah, oh Lord God, we ask you right now to place a hedge of protection around us and those in our family. For it hides us from the enemy and familiar spirits, any and all demon spirits, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to infect and trace us, track us in the realm of the spirit. There shall be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection, according to Job 1, 7 through 10, and Psalm 91, 1 through 16, Exodus 12 and 13, and Zechariah 2 and 5. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I ask of God in your blessing that you will bless us. In your multiplying, oh God, that you will multiply us as the hallelujah, as the stars in the sky and the sand of the seashore, oh God, with our blessing and Savior, oh God. Hallelujah, with your help, oh Lord. Amen. Oh Lord, we pray for restoration this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, renew us right now, God. Oh Lord, we need a renewing, oh God. Oh Lord, refresh us, oh God. Breathe on us, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare it is so. Oh Lord, do a new thing in the life of your children. Do a new thing, oh God, in the life of your daughter, Twin, the life of your daughter, Kim, the life of your daughter, Liza, Jane, in the life of your daughter, Karen, the life of your daughter, Brenda, Gail, hallelujah, hallelujah, A.T. Ruth,
Sunday, amen. Aunt Bernadine, amen, hallelujah. All that have come today, oh God, to receive us, let them receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, turn it around for our good. We decree and declare your goodness on today, amen. We decree and declare this very day and this very hour, God, that you've heard our prayers, oh God, amen. That you released your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Lord, we pray for the life, health, and strength, and the peace and protection of our children, amen, of our mothers and brothers and sisters, our aunts and uncles and friends, of us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our fathers, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, that we are forgiven of our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom, amen. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We are blessed going out, blessed coming in. We are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, amen. We are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God and established in the end. We are, hallelujah, we are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. We're set free. We're strong in the Lord. We're dead to sin. We're more than a conqueror. We're, hallelujah, we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus, amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. Hallelujah, we are in Christ by his doing. We're accepted in the beloved. We're complete in him and crucified with Christ. And we live with Christ, amen. We're free from condemnation. We're reconciled back to God. We're qualified to share in his inheritance. We're firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been, oh Lord, for you on our side, where would we be? But we thank you, Lord, that you're on our side, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, as I pray this morning, oh, God, I pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, right now, God, for, hallelujah, special blessings to be upon the life of the children, all that came on today and all that purpose their heart to be on the line today, oh, God. I pray, oh, God, for a special blessing, oh, God, a blessing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A blessings of your glory, God, a blessing from your holy mountain, oh God. As we come to your holy mountain this morning, let the blessing of Zion be upon our life. We've come to Zion, Lord, command your blessing, even life forevermore, oh God. Let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessing be continued. We receive by faith the blessing in favor of Zion, amen. There's no mountain as holy as Zion. We ascend and dwell at your holy hill, amen. Zion is your habitation. We dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessing. Let everlasting joy be upon our head, for we've come to Zion this morning, amen. Let gladness and joy overtake our lives. Let sorrow and sadness flee away, amen. Let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our soul be like a water garden, so that we sorrow no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, send us a fire with our Holy Ghost. Amen. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. We decree and declare that we're not speaking the evil against our life or those in our family. We blind their eyes and deafen their ears. They will not be able to locate us in the natural, supernatural. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Lebanon. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that the glory of Lebanon come into our life right now. Let the excellency of the cedars of Lebanon come into our life. Amen. We receive right now by faith the majesty of Lebanon, because we are in the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us grow and be strong as the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, victory on today. Amen. Victory, victory, victory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We decree and declare never again this morning. Amen. Never again will we allow, hallelujah, Pharaoh, which is Satan, to control us, because we have been delivered from his power. Never again will we be a slave to Satan. We are now a servant of Christ. Never again will we allow the devil to do, hallelujah, what he desires in our life. But we resist the devil and he flees from us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare never again will we listen to or believe the lies of the devil, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Never again will we listen to the voice of the wicked one. Amen. Never again will we be vexed by unclean spirits. Never again will we be harassed by the enemy. Amen. Never again will we compromise our standards and holiness. The word of God is our standard and not the standards of the world. Amen. Never again will we act hypocritically. Never again will we condemn the guiltless. Amen. Never again will we give place to the devil. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our will, but we submit our will to the will of God. Amen. Never again will we allow disobedience and rebellion to control our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Never again will we allow curses to hinder our life. We break every curse when we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Never again will we open the door for demons to come into our lives through unforgiveness. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our lives through habitual sin. Never again will we open the door for the demons to enter our lives through occult involvement. Amen. Never again will we be bound, for Christ has made us free and we are free indeed. Amen. Never again will demons operate and control our lives. Never again will we allow the demons of fear to control our lives. Amen. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And we operate it. Amen. For we are new creations in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that never again will we labor and work in vain. Hallelujah. Never again will the heavens be shut over our lives, but the Lord has opened the windows of heaven. And he is pouring out blessings upon our life that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our destiny, but God is the revealer and finisher of our destiny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we allow the enemy to abort any plan of God for our life. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for divinely intervening. Hallelujah. And turning it all around for our good. Lord, we love you. We need you, more of you and less of ourselves. We decree and declare, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, hallelujah. Lord, that you will open up doors that no man can close, amen. Hallelujah. Doors of blessings, doors of happiness, doors of favor, doors of breakthrough, doors of promises, doors of great things and new beginnings, doors of good relationships and good opportunities. Lord, I pray for new beginnings for all that's on the line on today. Amen. Lord, do great and mighty things, Father God, for us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for open doors. Let there be a fresh, hallelujah, let there be fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, fresh fire over our life, even as you open up new doors. Let us receive fresh oil upon our head, oh God. Let our garments always be white, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your name as we celebrate this Easter weekend. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Touch each and every one of our lives and those in our family life in a special way, knowing that it is done, that you have risen, amen, and that it's you that sits at the right hand of the Father interceding for us, that you are our chief intercessor, that we are not guilty, amen. It is you pleading our case, amen, that we're not guilty, that we're covered by your precious blood, amen, that answers for us, that keeps us, that washes us, that cleanses us, that makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Father God, for you know what each and every one of us need. Hallelujah. You know the need of your daughters. Amen. Hallelujah. They're all that's on the line this morning. You know every need and every concern, oh God. Lord, you know how the beginning from the end. You know the beginning to the end. You know the beginning from the end. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you that you remembered us on today, oh Lord, and you kept us. It's you, oh God, that it rose up again this morning. Hallelujah. It's you, oh God, that have healed our bodies, Father God. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our hearts. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, because we realize there's nothing that we have done, nothing that we have said, but we have come to believe in the seed. And by that, we are saved. By that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We believe that you are the Son of God, that you came and you died and you rose on the third day and you sit at the right hand of the Father, our Lord, our God. And we just thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, O Lord, again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, O God, all who have come, O God, I decree and declare this eye to be a wellspring of water of your glory, Father God, that all have come to receive, O God. Hallelujah.
all that come thirsting after righteousness that they will receive on today, that they may be filled, amen, to overflowing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they may feel your presence right now. Holy Spirit, move on us right now. We welcome you. Move, move, move on us. Move in us right now. Have your way. Make your residence in us right now and never leave us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask that you bless us all in our going and coming on today. All that's on the line, every family member and loved one. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, everywhere we go on today. Everywhere the tires of our cars may tread. Amen. Everywhere we lay our heads, amen, every building we enter into, every form of transportation we take on today, as a driver or a passenger, amen, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've heard our prayers and that you've answered our prayers, that we can decree and declare that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. The God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are. Will you open up your mouth and just thank him right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise right now. Just praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I decree and declare your praises. Hallelujah. Healing will come. Deliverance will come. Joy will come. Breakthrough will come. Amen. Hallelujah. If you just open up your mouth right now and just praise him.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father.
In your name, Jesus.
We thank you that it is done and it is well with our soul. Good morning, family. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is Saturday. Amen. April the 8th. Amen. Hallelujah. God has kept us. Amen. He keeps on keeping us. Amen. Hallelujah. He keeps on blessing us with life. Amen. Another day that we can press in and a power of might. Amen. Knowing that God is with us. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everyone that's on the line today. All that came. Amen. Despite of. Hallelujah. Amen. Our word on today is coming from the book of Acts. I'm sorry, y'all. It's coming from the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 through 54. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 through 54. Amen. Though you all are not able to say anything this Saturday, but the line is closed after speaking, I am here to deliver the word of God. Amen. So we thank God this morning that we're here in position to receive. Amen. Hope you all are having a good weekend. Hallelujah. Again, we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 50 through 54. I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. Hallelujah. Again, the Bible, the scripture is Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 through 54. Amen. The Bible reads in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 through 54, and Matthew 27, verse 50, and Jesus cried out again with a loud, agonized voice and gave up his spirit, voluntarily, sovereignly dismissing and releasing his spirit from his body in submission to his Father's plan. Verse 51 says, and at once the veil of the Holy of Holies of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split apart. Verse 52 says, the tombs were open and many bodies of the saints, God's people who had fallen asleep in death, were raised to life. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city, which is Jerusalem, and appeared to many people. Now the centurion and those who were with him, keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, they were terribly frightened and filled with awe and said, truly, this was the Son of God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand the atonement, because God cannot tolerate sin. As Jesus took upon himself the sin of the whole human race, God had to turn away. Jesus felt this separation, and many believe it was as much as much for the dread of this as for the physical pain that Jesus wept in the garden. Jesus cried for God is a quote from Psalm 22:1, a messianic verse that the Jews should have understood. When we look at verse 50 here in Scripture, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The cry referred to, hallelujah, here by Matthew was, it is finished. This was not a cry of exhaustion, but a cry of victory. The victory was won on the cross that day. Amen. The victory was won on the cross that day. The purpose for which Jesus came into the world had been accomplished. Redemption from sin had been purchased for all mankind. Amen. I want you to understand, if you believe and you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your sins have been paid for. Amen. Hallelujah. Your sins have been washed away. Amen. We have redemption through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. When we look at verse 51, the veil of the Holy of Holies of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The temple had two veils or curtains, one in front of the holy place and the other separating the holy place from the most holy place. See, these curtains were heavy and very strong and thick. It was the second of these that was torn, demonstrating that through the death of Jesus, there was now open access to God. Jesus' blood covered our sin from God's sight. Amen. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Well, hallelujah. God doesn't see our sins. He sees the blood of Jesus covering us. Hallelujah. There's something to be, hallelujah, hallelujah, to rejoice in right now. Hallelujah. To give God praise for right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To shout glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you that you didn't leave, hallelujah, before the work was done. We thank you for the finished work, amen. And because of you, we are finished work, that we are covered by your precious blood that does all things but fail. You did it all. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we be the doers of your word. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we just want to say, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to seek you even more while we still have time. That we don't take for granted, oh God, the time that you've given us. For your word says we ought to be redeeming the time. Amen. Hallelujah. That we ought to stay watch, oh Lord. Help us to stay woke, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not fall into any type of spiritual sleep or become spiritually numb or ignorant or spiritually deaf or blind. I decree and declare this day that we operate in the true light, in your marvelous light, and that we are no longer operating in darkness of this world. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I pray on today, oh God, for your strength for my Aunt Bernadine, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be her strength, her peace, oh God. Fill her with so much joy, unspeakable joy, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that you just continue to be her help, oh Lord. Lord, that you will answer her prayers speedily, oh God, concerning her family, Lord, that she loves so dearly. Now, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I lift up and pray for your daughter, Brenda Gale, this day, Lord God, and I pray that you would continue to be her strength, her peace, Lord God, her joy, Lord God, her way, her truth, her life, Lord God, that you would use her mighty, Lord God, and that you would continue to bless the life of her dear mother, whom she loved dearly, and all that she loved, Lord God, and concerned about. Let it be blessed, Lord God, that you would divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for their good. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your life and your daughter, Connie. Lord, I pray that she will seek you even more, God, that she will find you. Lord, that you will do a new thing in her, for her husband and children and all that she loves and concerned about, even right now, God, that you will let there be no delays, oh God, amen. Remove every stumbling block, oh God, to her healing, to her blessing, oh God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, let breakthrough come, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, I lift up my mother, Karen, today, Lord God, and her husband, Raphael. Lord, I pray for a hallelujah miracle of healing, oh God, that would spring up in their body, that healing would take root and take place, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her heart be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, I pray that she will seek you more, oh God, and she will come aside, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray for divine order and position for her life, oh God, that she will not miss anything that you have for her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I just want to say thank you that you encamp your warring angels around and around the children and grandchildren, all that you have in love, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, protecting them, oh God, from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, God, that when she cry out, oh God, hallelujah, calling on your name, that you will answer, and that she will believe that you have answered, oh God. Increase her faith even right now to receive a miracle of healing, a miracle of breakthrough, oh God. Let peace come and be still. Oh Lord, let change come that all will see and know it is you, oh God, that has done it all in her life. And we just want to say thank you for it. And Lord, I pray that you would just do hallelujah mighty work in the life of your daughter, Eliza Jane, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, that you would bless her, oh God, hallelujah, like never before. Oh Lord, bless her with long life, oh God, hallelujah. Extend her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let her feel you upon, oh God. Move on and move out. Move on and in, oh God, like never before, oh God, hallelujah. That anyone that she come in contact with, oh God, that they would catch fire, the Holy Ghost, use the mighty, Father God. Let your word be in our mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us speak your word, oh God. Hallelujah. That all will hear, receive, and be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord of all comfort, I call upon you right now that you will comfort your daughter, oh God, in the times that you feel lonely, oh God, and afraid. Oh Lord, wrap your arms around, oh God, that she'll know that you are with us, oh God, that you will rest in your bosom, for she is your daughter, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray and lift up your daughter Kim this day, oh Lord, and I pray, oh God, that you would continue to lead and guide and instruct her by the Holy Spirit, oh God, that she would seek you even more, oh God, to do your will, oh God, amen. Lord, I ask that you bless the life of our children and grandchildren, our brothers, oh God, all that you love, oh God. We pray your hedge of protection be around them, be around their mind and thoughts, oh God, that they will operate with the mind of Christ, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your will be done. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, bless her, Father God. Send the one that you ordained for her life, oh God, that will love her like Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That will encourage her with your words, Father God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you that he will give himself to her like Jesus gave himself for the church. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, lift up my niece one on today. As you continue to do a new thing in her, God, a mighty work, let it be done in those that she loves and concerned about. For she has a heart for her family, oh God. And Lord, I pray, oh God, right now, anything that's not of you, oh God, that she's struggling with, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, let it be delivered. Let it be delivered from that thing, oh God. And Lord, all that you have for her, oh God, bring understanding, oh God. Well, there's no understanding, Father God, that she will know that it's you that is speaking, that she will silence the mouth of the evil speaking when it begins to speak in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. She will not allow the enemy to speak not one word into her life, oh God, that she will use the power and authority, that she will pick up that power and authority this very day and this very time and use it against all the forces of hell in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she will understand and know that she is your daughter and you've called her for such a time as this. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And I decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for, Lord, the blood that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And all that did make it this morning on the line, oh God, we lift them up. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, wherever they are this morning, and whatever they're doing, oh God, we pray that you would, hallelujah, be a part of it, oh God. And if it's not of you, oh God, let it come to nothing. And if it is of you, oh Lord, let it be blessed, oh God. Let it multiply with thy goodness and thy favor, oh God, that it will go and grow in the right direction that will reach you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. God bless you, family. I pray you all have a blessed Easter on tomorrow, remembering the reason for the celebration, because he has risen. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just thanking God. Amen. Don't let the enemy rob you of the joy that God has given you, the peace that God has given you. For his word says, I give you the peace and not that of the world, so the world cannot take it away, because the world did not give it to you. Remember that. Hallelujah. Hold on to it. Hallelujah. You're already blessed. Amen. You're saved. Hallelujah. If you fall, and when you fall, get back up again. Get back up again. Still saved. Still blessed. And don't let no one tell you anything otherwise. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be free from the fear of the past. Look forward to what's ahead of you today, tomorrow, for the rest of your life. Is the joy of the Lord, unspeakable joy, the peace that surpasses all understanding, that only Jesus himself has given us, amen, that the enemy cannot take it away. May you walk in the freedom that God has given to you. Hallelujah, amen. May you walk in the freedom that God has given to you, to each and every one of us, the freedom to reach your divine destiny personally, spiritually, physically, professionally, on every level. Amen. May God cause you to reach the highest point, because it is your destiny in the Lord as an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless your family. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. I can't wait to be back with you all on Saturday, next Saturday, giving God our praise. Amen. Pray for me as I'm praying for you. God bless you. I love you. Remember, but God loves you more. And Jesus Christ is Lord, and the devil is already defeated. Receive the victory that is won in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time.
gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.